You are listening to the Indie PopCon Podcast Award submission for 2018 for the Orange is the New Black podcast, produced by Rob Southgate, featuring Rob Southgate and Martha Southgate as hosts. The show was recorded in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, just outside of Chicago. The Orange is the New Black podcast, as you can imagine, is all about the show, Orange is the New Black. This episode features some discussion of the episode from Season 5, Episode 11. Enjoy.
Another year's gone by. I'm so glad you're with me. The way you lift me up with the love you give me. It's good to know that you'll be mine when days are blue. Oh, what a dream come true.
Welcome to the Orange is the New Black podcast. We're talking Season 5, Episode 11. I'm Rob Southgate.
I'm Martha Southgate.
And this is called Breaking the Fiberboard Ceiling.
Red and the others weigh their options. Gloria wrestles with her conscience as she moves forward with a plan. And Lorna takes over the pharmacy.
Yeah, pretty good description.
Although Lorna had taken over the pharmacy before that in the last episode.
So not necessarily.
So that was kind of strange.
And it kind of left out the fact that it says Red and the others weigh their options, but.
Maybe they didn't want to spoil.
Okay. All right. I'm not throwing any hate at these people that wrote this. So,
so
where do you want to start with?
Okay, let's start with Piscatella. So they've got him down in the pool.
Yeah.
And
not the poo.
No, the pool. And he's tied up and
how about that
drugged.
Scene when they were trying to get him down there? And they're like trying to get him down. They're all fighting to wrestle this giant guy. And then they toss him. I thought they were going to throw him.
I was like, seriously, he's going to die. Okay.
But they threw him onto the stairs, onto that board, and he slid down. Yeah. Like, that was pretty ingenious.
Pretty smart.
Yeah.
And Alex couldn't help because her arm is broken.
Yeah.
And
thank you, Piscatella.
The one, I always forget her name, has the knee.
I can't remember.
The one old lady.
Yes.
And,
and she's literally been on the show since the first minute of the first episode.
Okay, I'll look her up.
No, we don't need to. We don't need to. We'll get her another time. So, yeah, she couldn't help because her knee, I mean, they're all banged up, and he really did a number on these guys.
Well, she wasn't in there with them. She's just as
But, I mean, in general, a lot of the crew, the rest of the crew is older,
right.
And they can't do it. So it's a bad situation. But they get him tied up.
Yeah.
And
then Red wants to go at him, and so they tie her up. Norma tricked her.
Yes.
And then Frida was very impressed, and she's like, were you a Girl Scout?
Right. I loved when they were, like, trying to figure out, they were going, the rope's not going to hold them. We got to do something more. And they made essentially a stockade out of that picture.
One of those things you stick your faces in.
Yeah,
at,
why
at
she
a
has
zoo
that down there, I don't know. But
so funny.
That was great. They made like a stockade out of it. And he's not going anywhere.
Yeah. Well, he could smash that thing. He's really strong.
I don't know. He's tied up. He's got this thing around. That's like the cone on a dog. They can't get out of that. So
I would say if Frida did it, he's not getting out.
I would say that's true.
So they're trying to figure out how to ration Frida's food.
Yes.
Because they're not exactly team players.
Well, they're not being very respectful of Frida's
stuff. No, they're
stuff
breaking her stuff.
And her food. And she's calling them out on it.
Yeah.
Even Yoga Jones, you know, flipped the chessboard.
Broke her chessboard.
But she apologized because she realized that was bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, she's got crazy stuff down there, too. She's got the Toastums, but then she's got Quisp, and she has...
Yeah, we used to eat that when we were kids.
What was it? Fruit something?
Well, those were made up. Fruit Brutes or something.
No, Fruit Brute's real.
What?
Just like Quisp.
Well, Quisp is real.
That's real stuff.
She's
How
got...
How dare you think that's
Chex
fake?
Mix.
Yes. Yes.
And,
so,
are
you still going through what she has in her...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
She has a Fluffernutter.
Fluffernutter. Does she have poppycock? I'm just wondering.
Oh my gosh, your dad would love that.
Yes. So
not for himself, just for everybody else. Right, you want some poppycock? Right. How about you? You want some poppycock?
Maybe just like saying poppycock.
Could be.
Who doesn't? So basically he's still tied up. Mm-hmm. They are
and drugged and out of it.
They've essentially come to the resolution that, you know, none of this is going to end well no matter what.
Yeah.
But then, and this is towards the end of the episode, but we might as well go there. Gina had filmed him through that crack in the door. So she got him torturing.
They have him dead to rights.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he's in trouble.
He is in trouble. Yeah,
and right as he's saying, well, you're inmates. They're not going to believe you.
Right. And you know, it's funny because each episode we're watching, we're going, it's getting worse and worse for the inmates. The guy dies. Right. There's, you know, all this stuff. And it looks like there's not going to be any way out for them. Mm-hmm. And even Maria said it at one point, like, we're in here
for life.
For life. Yet this with Piscatella does make a pretty strong case for why this all happened. Mm-hmm. You want to know why? Like, here are our demands. If you take all the demands into account and then you look at what, you know, Humphrey got shot. When they said the stuff about Humphrey, was that real? Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, because actually
he brought the gun in
and Judy King said it
backed
on
it up.
TV.
Yes.
And now they've got video of Piscatella, who's the CO.
Yes.
Doing this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got a pretty strong case.
Yeah, they're thinking that it's going to hurt their case.
The dead guard is going to hurt their case. But this, I think,
I don't think it should hurt their case. Daya's already confessed.
Right. She's already.
And she's in Max. So it has no reflection on the other people.
Right. Right. Although they weren't forthcoming about it. Mm-hmm. So it could be that they were harboring this. But who knows? I think that this goes a long way to showing what a messed up situation this is.
So we've got Lorna is withholding medicines because she's convincing all of the people who need them that they don't need them.
Right.
So that's going to be chaos.
She's really gone off the deep end, too, because she's saying, I don't need them. But if you listen to what she says, it's always describing her situation.
Yeah.
It's all
absolutely
her being in this state and saying, look, you know, they call me crazy, but, you know, or they call you crazy, but you're not crazy, even though, you know, crazy stalker might be a term. Right. And you're like, wait a minute, you're the only one that's the crazy stalker. So, yeah, she's withholding medications.
Yes. She takes the pregnancy test.
Yes.
And she's actually pregnant.
That is crazy.
But see, they had a conjugal visit.
Right. And once again, we don't know what the time frame is on any of this, especially when on this episode now we did get a little more perspective when Boo said Attica lasted 4 days.
Right.
At best, they're going to come in within the next 24 hours and kill us all.
Yeah.
They haven't reached Attica state yet.
Right.
So we're probably on day two, inching into day three.
Well, they're in the middle of the night.
Right.
So they're day three now. So
they're,
Because most of the show was 2 a.m, I think, or somewhere in there.
Right. Something like that.
So we've got, Lorna is actually pregnant. That'll be fun to see Nikki's expression when she sees that,
that she's actually pregnant.
You know, when she sees the test strip. Suzanne is just gone.
She needs her medication.
She needs her medication so bad. And I wanted to cry. Oh my gosh. She was breaking my heart.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel so bad for her. It's like she has a condition.
Yeah.
She needs this medication.
Yes. And she knows that she does.
Yeah.
And she was willing to take it. It was that Lorna wouldn't let her.
Right.
And then when she was sitting there and Cindy says, you know, here, do you want your medicine? And Suzanne said, is it going to make me good?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she was trying to claw her way through the ceiling to get to heaven. She's like, I want to be in the better place. I want to be in the good place.
Good. And you're like, Oh, it's so sad.
So sad. And then, see, now this is scary. Cindy did not give her her medication. She gave her lithium.
We have no idea what that's going to do for her.
We don't know what the dosage should be. We don't know if that's going to hurt her. Or Cindy might be right. Maybe it'll be enough that it will calm things down and she'll fall asleep.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I have no
clue. But I am terrified that she doesn't have that dosage right, and she could really hurt her.
You know, I keep saying it. I have this bad feeling that we're going to have some people that are going to die.
You don't think she's going to kill Suzanne?
I don't know.
No.
That would be terrible. If Cindy killed Suzanne, not only would it be sad that Cindy's dead, or that Suzanne's dead, but Cindy, who is not a killer.
Oh, no, she would never forgive herself.
No. But I
don't
really
know
hope.
Why. I would have just gone back to, I would have either asked Suzanne, what do you take? There's no way Suzanne doesn't know.
She knew the times and everything.
Yeah.
She would absolutely know.
And she saw the medicines.
But I think that they were just trying to calm this down so
fast.
Well,
wait a second. She saw the bag of medicine when Lorna had it.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, that's my medicine.
Right.
So first of all, she would recognize the bottles.
Right. So why
second
did she
of all,
take
she
this?
Knows how many tablets
and
she gets.
And she didn't resist when Cindy gave it to her.
Right.
I don't know. Or maybe she's that far gone.
But Lorna could have told her also. She could have gone back there and threatened the hell out of Lorna and said, tell me what she takes.
Right.
So that I give her the right thing.
Yeah. I mean, this was either a little bit of a plot hole. Something that
or she just would never have known that Lorna had that information.
Right. Right. I don't know. I hope it doesn't end.
I hope Suzanne doesn't die.
Right.
Okay. What else is there?
Boy.
Oh my gosh, Gloria. Okay. So Gloria has all the guards going into the poo.
This was really brilliant. And
she's going to cut a hole in the fence.
It did like an 80s montage moment when it had that music playing and she was capturing each of the guards and putting them in the poo. And I was like, this is pretty funny. It reminds me of, like, you know, a John Hughes movie or something. All right. That's, I think, it. I think I knew there was something that we hadn't covered, and I wanted to talk about that backstory stuff a little bit, current story a little bit.
Of course.
So social media. Follow us at Orange is the New Black podcast. No, that's not it. Follow us. That's our Facebook. See, I got that part right.
There you go. Do that.
If you go to Instagram or Twitter, just follow us at Orange Podcast. Please rate us and review us. It really helps. And get in conversation with us. Put comments on our Facebook page. Tweet us. Put comments on the Instagram. We love that. We do respond. We are going to discuss the emails and tweets and things that we get. So, you know, definitely get in there. And you'll get a mention on the show, possibly. You can email at southgatemediagroup@gmail.com. That's it. Martha, you got any final thoughts? Ready for the next one?
Yes.
All right, inmates, back to yourselves. I have done you wrong.